Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I got up here last week and I talked about the games that are being played here at 23rd and Lincoln. Well, obviously they're games that we're playing with people's lives, and it was reaffirmed yesterday that we played games last week with the orchestrated vote on a bill that would have helped the state of Oklahoma move forward without cuts. I'm disgusted by that, and each and every one of you should be disgusted by that also. We were promised, we were told by the Speaker of this House, right up there in that media room, that if our caucus would bring 75% of our votes, that bill would have passed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this caucus brought 82%. And for what happened? It failed because 12 chairs, including the chairman of the Education Committee, who ran the bill for teacher pay raises, voted no. So with the remainder of my time, I'm going to apologize to our teachers. I want to say sorry to the county commissioners that are here in this room today, that we do not value you all more than we value the oil and gas industry. This room was packed full of paid protesters last week, and we bowed down to them. So once again, county commissioners, I'm sorry. I want to apologize to the elderly and our children that we continue to use as pawns inside this building. I have three children, one on the way any day. I've been driving back and forth back to the house every night because I don't want my wife to have to sit at home by herself when she's about to give birth any day. And my three children are being used as pawns. Our education system is 50th in the nation. That's not right, folks. I don't know about you all. I want better for my kids. I want better for my grandparents that are being used as pawns right now in this building. Like my good friend from Oklahoma City said, we were told that every member in this body, the leadership in this body, the people that are supposed to be leading this body, did not want to have cuts happen. But surprisingly, it happened very quickly once that vote went down and the budget was ran out at us once again at the very last minute because we all want to go home. And we were only allowed maybe an hour and a half to question that budget, to go over line by line of who's going to get cut. Folks, if you want to keep telling me that you want to change the way this body works, now's your chance. Vote no on this, and let's get back to work. There's been a lot of time wasted in this building the last 7 weeks. It's time to get to work. So vote no. And with my last 30 seconds, my only plea is that if the Senate is watching, they're probably our only hope right now to turn down this budget and get back to work and find revenue that we can all agree on to help out your kids, my grandparents, and the elderly people in the state of Oklahoma. I'm asking you to join me in voting no, because it is the right thing to do right now.